Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The wedding show.
question.
Yes?
We have, because of the continuing power situation down here in West South Florida, we have occasional power dips and
brownouts.
We only had, thank God, we've had one during the show.
Yeah.
We had one this morning, and they're so brief, but unfortunately they're brief enough to shut things down.
Right on.
Dilemma for me happened this morning just before I was going to walk my wonderful, loving dogs so that they could. And by the way, if you've never heard me discuss walking my dogs on this show, ladies and gentlemen, it consists of taking two dogs, the one the size of about 2 pounds and the other about 30 pounds or maybe less, two little sausage dogs.
Next to each other, one of them looks like a Taco Bell burrito and the other one looks like a Chipotle burrito.
No,
one
of them looks like a Chipotle burrito and the other one looks like a one of those sticks that you get. The snack sticks. What are those called? Those carrot
like
sticks?
Slim Jim?
Yeah, sure. We'll go
with
that.
It's Tom and Jerry.
It's kind of like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, sure.
And then I had the pleasure of waiting for them to urinate, which is fine, and then taking a plastic bag that is wrapped up to my wrist.
Yes.
And inverting it and reaching down and picking their warm excrement up and holding it in my hand until the deed is done.
Yes.
And sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's not. Most of the time, the large sausage, Beluga, goes out and goes quickly, and I hold his hot, steaming poo in my plastic-lined hand while I watch the Chihuahua go back and forth, back and forth.
He's particular.
Back and forth.
Many people are familiar with the plastic bag dance. I'm curious if you do what I do. I always give it a cursory glance for holes before I go down. Really?
Because I've never had the problem.
Do you get
I've never
used recycled bags?
No, I just OCD.
If it's going to happen one of these
days. I
don't
want to touch the icky.
Yeah.
If I have a rip in it, I'll see it when I take it out.
Okay.
I have a little bone plastic.
Yeah, you pull
bone
them out of the
container.
Bone, and then I have a dog too. I know.
What I'm talking
about. Yes.
Mine is not bone shaped, but I've seen the bone shaped dispenser.
What do you got? Glad bags?
Yeah, for Linus.
Yeah.
Yard bags.
Get the hefty.
This is an audio podcast. I hate to do this, but I have to show the guys in the studio the look when Frankie will do 45. Or 50 back and forth trips, and then decide
poor dogs
that he's choosing.
Mike's all tense.
Yes,
to no poop to in the house.
They're tense,
and so he goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then he stops and he looks at me like this.
side eyes.
Yeah. Side eyes. Throwing some shade.
I'm not going in the house. So that's what I do each and every day. And
he's building a studio and he doesn't want Mike there.
Right.
So I really did digress. I didn't want to talk about my dog's food. But this morning, because of the power outage, next door, the lady who is now in assisted living. Who used to live next door to me.
Hey, lady.
She won't be coming back here. But her kids own the house, and they pop down like periodically, and I don't really know them that well.
They're like 6, 7 years old?
Yeah. Big clubhouse for them.
Full grown.
It's a fort.
My age. Probably my age.
Oh.
And they pop down, and I hear, ear, 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 ear. Because when the power went off, they tripped the alarm. Mine, which has been disengaged for a while, because I have incredible video security that keeps me protected.
Spare no expense.
It goes, ear, ear, ear. Thanks, Oscar.
You're welcome.
And it goes, ear, ear, and it's nonstop.
Right.
And I'm wondering whether it's going to last all day because it's still going now. You probably can't hear it.
Let
me turn up the. Hold on. No, you can't hear it.
What if you opened a window?
So beautifully sound isolated that you can't hear it. But I'm not going to open up a window. Thank you. What do you think? I'm doing the show from like a barn? You know, I mean, it's just.
We've seen your window.
Like they are garage windows.
You've seen my window. You want to see my window, Rob? This is my window. That's not a roll-upable window right now. That has copy on it and things.
All right. Okay? I'm sorry that your dog is having poop trouble, but don't take it out on me. I simply asked about a functioning window.
From the outside looking in...
Did you hit the LR button?
Yeah, you hit something. He went all black. He went all brown out on us.
No wonder we can't hear the siren.
Still can't hear you.
Still can't hear you.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
The man's losing it. He's coming unhinged.
Yeah, and the dogs too.
Yeah, well, the dogs haven't seen him in 3 months. They think he's a stranger right now.
I didn't know what the protocol was. And then, of course, the lady that's here that takes care of everything, my next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
Not my next-door neighbor, my neighbor down the road. She comes out and she said, I'll call the gate, and they'll call the person that watches the house, and it should be taken care of. But as of walking into the studio, I still heard that. It's just a little disconcerting. Still, things not quite stable down here.
Our whole house alarm's still big. I know, like, you know, in older homes.
These houses are what, 20 years old?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I got the cops, I think maybe a month into me living in the new neighborhood.
Right.
Somehow I got wrangled into, and I didn't mind. I actually offered making sure the mail was inside the home of a neighbor's house.
Okay.
And I didn't know she had an alarm or anything. She didn't say anything about it.
Right.
So when I went in, it looked like a Latin man was breaking into this cartoon-sized house.
And it was a silent alarm, right? It notified
silent,
the police.
And it's silent, and then I heard ding, 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 and then went, woo!
I remember that, yeah.
They usually come off. I've got one that was here originally with the house that I bought, but mine goes, meow, meow, and then stops when the, in 5 seconds, because I actually jerry-rigged it not to do that because it was doing that all the time. But,
smart.
You know, the thing about it is it made me think of the power grid down here, which and how blessed, I might as well say this right now, how blessed and lucky we are to have the quality of people down here all over the United States that rescued Florida. And once again, I just can't help but
prayers for Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, a survey today was 41%. 41% of people in the United States don't know that
people
of Puerto Rico are citizens of the United States.
Really?
41% of Americans don't know that. And listen, in this day and age, that's the way we roll. And that's why, and this is not just our citizens. This is just the fact that the media, you know, are they covering it? But they're not covering it enough, okay? We're starting to ease into the, both Kardashians are going to have a nude photo spread because they're pregnant. That's what we're going to start to care about. These are citizens of the United States. This is the same as Texas, as where I live down in Florida. And when I'm reading the stories and I'm seeing this on the news, we're going to mention it. I'm going to mention it every single day until, and I'll just give it a casual reference. Mm-hmm. We mentioned, Rob said, check out the Red Cross, check
UNICEF,
out the
USA,
aid sites. But I'll tell you something. The way I look at it, when you're talking about those thousands of shipping containers at the port, this is an airlift situation.
It's a military.
It's got to be.
I'm not a military guy, but I think you get them on.
They've had generals that said, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you got to do it. You got to put it on a helicopter.
This is what the military was built for.
Yeah.
Logistics.
It's so fresh to me. And
what can Brown do for you?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing slogans out. No, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's right. The thing is, we got to.
You deserve a break today.
Call, I don't even know whether this is the right thing to do, but I'm going to suggest it.
Okay.
If you are concerned about this, it might be a good idea to just let your legislators know that you're thinking about the people of Puerto Rico. Yeah. I'm not sure. Look, still donations? Absolutely. They're going to need help for a very, very long time. But when I saw the line of people trying to get on a cruise ship to come to Florida,
there should be 10 cruise ships lined up.
You know, Carla is heading down to, I believe it's the Harry Chapin Food Bank today. Next week we are going to go. It's called, I think, the Guadalupe Soup Kitchen that we have down here in inland Florida, where people are still hurting. People are still hurting all over this area as well. But we're going to monitor what the situation is for people coming in from Florida. And we don't have a lot of space here. But the fact is that if people come in, they're going to need housing for, you know, even if it's temporary. Everybody that we're working with right now is trying to get people the help they need.
Thank you, Mike.
More importantly, I think what they want and what I would want if I lived on the island of Puerto Rico, I would say, please, please, please just get the supplies to us and get little stations set up. They're talking about the building that needs to be done where you build a cell phone tower so they can get communication and stuff. So, and by and large, if you happen to be, I don't care what your God is, if you happen to be a praying person, mention that.
It never hurts.
The power of our collective thought if we do that. So anyway, but it's just it's a weird world we live in right now. And I think that there's not a night that goes by down here where I'm not watching the news, where I don't see people doing great things, great things. If you get discouraged and you want to get into the political banter, everything's been this team, that team. I'm seeing every single day people doing amazing things, slogging through floodwaters to help people out. There are every night.
Because it doesn't go viral doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's
exactly
true.
Exactly. I've gone, there's a little place called Living Waters Church. I have no idea what kind of church it is, but they have a tent city set up there where they are doling out food and supplies, and haven't been by it in 2 days. I think it might still be up and running, but people are doing great things. And here's the thing, and I think it's really important to point this out. When people do these things, all our little BS arguments about your politics, my politics, you're taking a knee, you're supporting the flag, it's gone. There's not even a discussion about it because there's no room for it because people are just helping each other.
It's a shame that it takes a disaster of this magnitude to bring us together, but it does reassure one when one realizes people at their hearts are still good.
Well, one must always do what one must do because if one is to have one, one must always one.
That's right. That's right, Mike. That's one good thought.
Thank you. The wedding show.
Speaking of weddings, Shannon had this idea. She said, "Yes, why doesn't Amazon just take their drones that they've been testing in Australia and put them in Puerto Rico to deliver aid?"
I think that's a genius idea.
That's
pretty good. A lot of these geniuses, these guys, these tech guys, I think that
Lucky
people,
Peach.
Here's the great thing about the speed of communication in the world, the internet world that we live in right now. There are some great minds that probably feel just as strongly, if not stronger, than we do about this issue. And we're going to keep monitoring it. Yeah. And we're going to keep
the Dallas Mavericks sent a plane to Puerto Rico.
Yes, and private planes have been sent as well. And I think I'm just optimistic.
Full of aid.
I want to be cautious. But there's it's hard to describe unless you live down here the climatological situation down here. What it is like to live in a home or live outside or be in this environment where you're dealing with 80% humidity and 94 degrees. Ugh. It feels like every day about 104 degrees, 105 degrees. Yeah. And if you don't have the AC, it's very, very difficult. And I'm just I just wanted to mention it. I think it's important to point out. And
thank you for highlighting it once again.
Figure it out the way you want to figure it out. But,
help.
Enough about being good to people. I'd like to be good to us. And I have been told that we may have to be good to Oscar Santana because it's time for The Wedding Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the wedding. No, that's Rob's old show.
Gift
WJ.
Corner is what it is. But I'd like the same read, if that's okay.
What was the wedding
show? Can you start the music? I'll do a different intro.
Of course, Here we go. Ready?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Gift Corner at the Mike Weary Show. Yeah, that's my new intro. I didn't like that one. Let's do a different voice.
All right.
Let's do a different, hold on. Let me
we're recording!
I'll take requests, too. I'm trying to do just, these are announcer requests. Oh, styles of announcer. Okay.
Larry Michael. Right.
Larry Michael, okay.
Here we go.
Brought to you by your Washington Redskins. It's time for Gift Corner. Sonny?
Yes, Casey Kasem.
Oh, good one.
All right.
Okay. In 3, 2.
And now it's time for something that Rob and Oscar and Mike all enjoy, and I think you will too. Gift Corner.
All right, that's good. I like that one. That's my favorite one. All right, what do we have for Gift Corner?
Well, let's lead with the wedding gift.
The wedding gift.
The wedding gift.
And by the way, for those of you that were kind enough to get together for the Amazon wish list / wedding registry.
Fish list.
excuse me. I'll let you do the honors, Rob, if you don't mind.
Shannon and Oscar. It's a card.
There is going to be a campaign of thank you after the wedding.
The wedding gift.
The campaign of thank you.
Be prepared for some phone calls and some letters.
Well, she texted Carla and me, I think, when you got our gift. I think
but there's like a laundry list of people that we need to get.
A lingerie
to.
List?
I tell you, getting a note is so cool. I try to get my daughter to do that.
Very classy.
Such hand. A great old school
hand to mouth.
Way.
All right,
hand to foot.
My sister
hand
Kathy's family just is addicted to it, and it always feels really good. Yes.
For the newlyweds, the card reads. Oscar and Shannon, may you happily be forever wed. And it says, from my hands to your kitchen, best of luck to you guys, Dave Wurzel and Amy Freeland.
Oh, that's right. Sweet.
See? Are they, substantial? Are they living in sin?
Substantial.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Why don't they get married?
It's expensive to get married, as we found out from The Wedding Guy.
What are they? What, the wedding show. Are they Kardashians? Yes. What's going on?
I have no idea.
What do you have, Oscar? What is it?
All right, now this looks like...
Oh, I know what it is.
It's a cutting board.
Cutting board.
Oh, wow.
It's a set of steak knives?
Yeah, it's actually a cutting board with...
steak knives.
How do you open it?
I don't know if you open it.
Oh, it's just a cutting board.
It's just a cutting board.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Stop the music. Stop the music.
Put it down. Stop the music right now. I saw Hellraiser. Have you really looked at that closely? Have you looked at that closely? Oh, my God.
May I see it?
This is beautiful.
It looks like it's handmade. Dangerous.
Things to know about your new hardwood end grain cutting board. It's a cutting board, Bob.
Woo!
Oh. And it's a very nice design. You'll see that it has a sort of
made
a,
of multiple pieces.
A level, a drilled out.
It meant so much to all of us. We've been spending the last 10 minutes trying to see if there was anything better inside.
There is a small carved out moat on the top of the board that will catch the juice.
It's a piece of wood. Much.
Yeah, I thought it was like a Rubik's cube that you had to solve.
It's a wood block. Yeah. It's a lovely cutting board.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Mm. That is a lovely. Cutting.
Handmade.
Mike,
handmade.
What is this segment called?
The Wedding Gift.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
it's Gift Corner.
We got a mystery gift for Pony as well, which I opened, but there's no gift, no card or anything to where it's
Who's
from.
Who's the gift for?
It's for Pony.
Pony.
Oh.
Oh. Gifts.
Boo. People really hate him.
Yeah.
Pony, you like gifts, don't you?
Yeah, boy.
But before we get to that, Mike, you got a card, and I want it is a lengthy note, and I will send it to you.
Oh, my God.
It's from Art.
Art Vandelay?
No, it's from Jonathan. Hold this up, please. I'm sorry to wake you. If you could hold that card up, Mac.
Is that Mac?
Yeah. The other side, jackass, with the picture on it. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Buddy Rich, a cool Buddy Rich picture.
But I would just
open it up. Let me read
open
it.
It.
Let
up.
Me read it on the air.
Okay,
Jonathan.
I can actually read it.
Hodap.
All right, hold on. Let me see. I can't read it.
I don't think anybody can.
In essence, Mike, it's wishing you a happy 100th Buddy Rich birthday.
That's sweet.
Oh, my God.
Buddy Rich fans unite.
And thank you, Robin, for the postcard from Hawaii. But here's the mystery gift. It just says...
Who's this for?
This is for Pony.
Pony boy.
And it says supplies. It just says a gift for you. There's no way to tell who it's from. Says supplies for spaghetti night with special guest Mike O'Mara. So apparently this listener feels
this is when I come to Pony's apartment.
Yes, the first thing that I noticed is a variety pack of Japanese candies. They look like Japanese Kit Kats.
Isn't Japanese candy supposed to be the bomb? Isn't that supposed to be?
Hey, it wasn't Pearl Harbor.
It's still radioactive.
Rob. Hold on, isn't Japanese candy supposed to be really good, Pony? Isn't it supposed to be really special?
I think so. I mean, I think it's just like any other candy. I think the Japanese pastries are really, really good.
I think they're really into Japanese panties.
I thought there was a like websites that specialized in Japanese candy.
There is an import export of the Japanese candy market. Yeah,
that might be a different kind of candy. Am I right?
Hey, shocking.
Hey. Oh, shocking.
But if you really doubt you have a drinking problem, check this out.
Okay.
This is a thermal insulated stainless steel 8-ounce martini cup.
Ooh.
With a travel lid, so you won't spill your martini in the car.
It looks like a trophy. Does the base come with it?
No, the
base is a box.
That's the packaging.
Oh, that's the packing. Okay,
but
that's
it is
cool.
But it is a set of 4 stainless steel.
Oh my goodness!
Martini mugs.
Looks like a funnel for gift. The bad place. That gift.
I would love to know. Mm. I would love to know who sent it. So please, if you are guilty of giving a gift to Pony, please let us know.
Do you need 4 of them? Why don't you give one to Rob? He's really excited for it.
I don't want it.
Why?
Because a martini is served in glass, not steel.
He doesn't like them.
All right, sorry.
Proper glassware. That's
really weird.
And yeah, no.
Thank you so much.
No knives for Oscar.
I don't want them. I don't want your butcher's block.
Oscar and Pony got a gift, and you and I didn't get a gift.
You want this?
No, you keep that. You're getting married.
I want this.
Well, then you should have it.
I just wanted to say yes, so I could say no.
They appear to be
cutting boards.
I watched online. They make those. There's a real process.
There is a process, and it's handmade.
Take care of it. There's instructions on the back. You don't want it to go bad.
I'm not a rube. Thank you.
Well,
it's kind of the wedding. It's cool.
What?
Let me start that again. It's kind of the, I'll be honest. Who are the people that sent it?
Mm. You have the card
right
there.
Right here, right here.
It is the, I know one of them was named Wurzel.
Wurzels.
Dave Wurzel and Amy Freeland. Or Freeland.
Thanks to both of them for sending Oscar the wedding gift equivalent of a tie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can reach into the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, hi.
Hey.
How was the ride home, Dad?
Fine. Sure it was. It's not like you had to come all the way from Boston.
You know what, Axel? I have more than a feeling that you're right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on! You're totally busted! We saw you rocking out in your car!
There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I thought your voice was really pretty.
Especially when you hit that high note. You know, in my whole life, I don't think I've ever seen your back teeth.
Yeah, wasn't me.
Oh, come on, Mike. It was your car and your body and your head and your face that the sound was coming out of.
So is this something you do all the time when we're not in the car? You just drive around singing?
Yeah, are you fun behind our backs?
Look, I don't know what you saw or what you heard, but it wasn't me.
Hey, Dad. How was the drive home from work?
Silent, same as always.
Aw, don't be like Marianne walking away.
Hey, Dad! Axel and the X-Men are looking for a new member. Do you only play air guitar, or do you have experience with other imaginary instruments?
Am I really the most important part of your lives? This is all you can focus on? Because your mom farted at the Donahue's, and that was only a half-day discussion. This has been going on for 2 days.
We know Mom farts. We didn't know you sing.
I wasn't singing. The radio was singing.
Do you have any other hidden talents we don't know about?
I know how to change the locks on this house.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. That is a clip from The Middle starring Atticus Schaefer. And Atticus Schaefer, who plays Brick on The Middle, will be joining us on the bonus show. So a good reason, if you are a Middle fan, a good reason to subscribe to the bonus show is that his time... Yes.
I was going to say, he was kind enough to text me, thank you for having us, having him on the show.
All right, good. Let me promote it. Anyway, thank you. Glad you got a personal text from him. So let me just say, Atticus Schaefer...
Humble brag.
Just, I mean, really, just stop everything so I can get that in. I'm glad he texted you. All right. So, I mean, that was really like, hold on, wait, I have to tell you something. He was very funny. And
he
Rob,
murdered.
You're a big
fan. He murdered.
You're a big fan. You were thrilled with that, right?
As thrilled as I am right now.
Thank you. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. Did I get it? Did he get it out that he's going to be on the bonus show and that it'd be a good reason to subscribe to the bonus show
this week?
Yes.
This week. He's on today.
Today.
The show will be on later on
this
today.
Week. Yes, he murders. He Pony, absolutely kills.
If Pony doesn't get killed from eating that green Japanese candy.
Is it delicious?
This is a green tea Kit Kat.
It's a green tea Kit Kat. It looks like something
amazing.
That Frankie dropped.
See? Did you hear what he said? But he said it's amazing, right?
Look at
it's
that. Delicious. It's like it's one of those it's tennis
really,
bones
really
for dogs.
Good.
Yeah, greenie.
Yeah.
See, I'd love to get some Japanese.
Send candy. Some to Mike, Stat.
Thank you.
Send them all.
And panties.
From the Pfeiffer Studios.
In Japan.
God, to clarify. Show. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios at our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. A worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. You're going to love it. You can reach us, 888-920-MORE, but it's Friday. We won't take your call. 888-920-6673, but we will do it on the Wednesday show.
Wednesday show.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're buying a house, you probably don't know what you're doing. Hey, no offense, but it's a tricky endeavor. You don't do it all the time. It does. I mean, it really, financing is... People are afraid of it. You don't need to be afraid of it when you've got friends. And you have friends at Cornerstone First Financial. They are good people. They're going to be able to get you through this quagmire, and they're going to do it in a nice way. They're quality people. We have liked the people at Cornerstone First Financial since we moved into the building in Washington, D.C.
Day one.
We share with them. They are good guys. Be like listener Maureen Knight. When she refinanced, Cornerstone got the lender to pay closing costs, so she spent zero out of pocket. Plus, they helped her save on homeowners insurance as well. All you have to do is click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, just like Maureen Knight did. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the Friday show.
Friday show.
Want to get this out before I forget. A great movie recommendation, near and dear to my heart because I was up there right after it happened, but Stronger is the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, the Boston bombing movie.
Oh, right.
Which, I'm going to tell you something. If you're looking for a real yuck fest, don't go to this movie.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it is a powerful drama, and it is the ultimate depiction of someone that goes through this type of traumatic injury. And I will tell you something. I had the privilege, the honor of going a couple of times to the Metsys unit at Walter Reed Hospital and seeing what they do with all these guys that were coming back from the Middle East and Afghanistan with the prosthetic needs. And this is just, oh my God, is this heavy. It is super, super heavy, but brilliantly acted.
Does it leave you feeling good?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as much as you can. You know, you look at something like that, and it's just it's super duper heavy, but it's a great movie. And there are not many great movies that are out right
You're
now.
Right.
This weekend, we're going to take in another one. We're probably going to go see that Tom Hanks movie as much as, not Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise. That Tom Cruise where he's the drug runner.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun.
That might be fun. I'm ready for a little escapist, kind of crazy, crazy kooky.
Shipping keys across the keys.
Yeah. Shipping keys across the keys. Haven't we all, I mean, if you're a guy, kind of fantasize about being one of those private
places. The man was a double agent.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. And the other thing I want to recommend, another heavy one, but really like a history lesson without reading a history book, is The Vietnam War by Ken Burns. It's on PBS now.
Wow.
All over PBS. And if you want a thorough examination of what that was all about, all these things
now
point
that
to,
is funny.
Oh, it's just, yes, right. It's a laugh.
That Johnson.
Line.
Nixon could tell a joke.
Right.
It's super fun. Super funny. You're going to win. It's really, the footage alone is pretty astounding about that war and what that involved, too, and just the tapes behind. And you know it's still going on. It will always go on. These old fart politicians. That
Hanoi Jane.
Young people. Oh, okay, Chad. No, not Hanoi Jane.
Chad, what do you mean Chad?
Because Hanoi Jane was...
No, he's not being Chad. He's just being Oscar. He's just throwing out...
I'm being Liddy.
He's throwing out
relatable
words. When he says Hanoi Jane.
You stunned me that that's the only thing you
because
take
away from
Because you
guys do the Liddy that way. I grew up around you.
Hanoi Jane is just... Oh
next time,
God.
Say I watch the ants. That's my favorite Liddy thing.
I watch the ants.
Hanoi Jane.
I got to give it to...
You know how long... I mean, I came...
I don't
That's
even
not
know
as
what
bad
that
as it
means
used to
for
be.
The most part.
That, for the well, most
what
part.
What it was, Jane Fonda went to North Vietnam during the Vietnam War and was vilified, and in many cases, rightly so, the way she was vilified, for going up and appearing to, well, not really appearing to, but kind of sympathizing with the North Vietnamese who were getting the crap bombed out of them at the time. The problem is that, that's what people seem to, take away from the Vietnam
America
War
did not
to this
forgive-
day when there's so much more that went on.
They did not forgive her until she gave back with the gift of 9 to 5.
Was this
and then everything was okay.
Was this pre-Ted Turner?
Oh, way pre-Ted Turner.
Oh, my God. Light years before Ted Turner.
What must the timeline in his head look like?
I don't know what goes on.
Was that before The Wizard of Oz?
I don't know what goes on that brain. Yeah.
But
that brain has Hugh Hefner and Ted Nugent and Todd Moore typing on keyboards and then a little Steve Jobs and it's just this big cocktail that you shake up and you just don't know what's gonna spew out.
You know,
and he'll pop out these righty phrases occasionally that he doesn't really know what they mean and it's crazy. It's like dealing with someone who just arrived.
54-year fight.
I'm not from here.
But
I know. You know what's amazing?
I'll turn you into a liberal yet, Oscar. I'll try my best. I really will. Anyway, yes.
What's amazing about that Vietnam doc is, the Ken Burns stuff that deals with stuff much earlier, like the Civil War.
Subject matter.
That he had to recreate with photographs and voiceover.
Yeah, this is all the real stuff.
He has got so much to call on, and the storytelling is striking. It's a really... And is it 10 parts?
It's huge.
It's massive. Long, it's
but you can jump in anytime and still enjoy it.
It's
so balanced.
Yep.
It's so right and left and in the middle. But the bottom line, I think what I pulled away from it is just how ridiculous it is. I mean, how insane it was.
Yep.
The idea of people, just cannon fodder. I mean, you want to talk about... I don't think something like that would be tolerated. Well, that's wrong. We did Afghanistan and Iraq. So, I mean, we had it here. But... just the volume of young
guys. It couldn't be hidden, though. It couldn't be hidden and kept under the radar the way it was then.
And we weren't, and you know, they all knew. I don't know how many presidents knew that we weren't going to win over there. Mm. And they still
knew going in.
They still kept sending boys over there to die. And it was just, it was horrible. And the bravery, man, there's this Japanese American. I forgot what his last name was, but I think he's the most decorated Japanese American in the Vietnam War. And they talk about what you don't know until you're there. And so these guys, these real heroes, they will always say one thing. They will say the real heroes are the people that died over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear what they do, where they run from place to place under machine gun fire. Just stunning heroics and just great people. I mean, it's horrible that it has to happen in that circumstance, but these amazing heroes that we have in this country. We got a lot of heroes in this
country. Do you think most kids have context on the Vietnam War outside of class?
It's hard to
say.
It's hard to say.
I ask you, because you're the youngest in the room. Did you learn a lot about it when you were going through the public school system?
It wasn't taught to us.
It was taught to us. But it wasn't. We didn't have much film. And look, as far as school is concerned, with the textbooks, we watched like maybe an hour film on Vietnam, and it was the next subject matter. And then you would see a handful of movies that came out after the fact. I remember seeing for the very first time Forrest Gump in the theater and saying, well, that's what elephant grass is like. And you'd hear about how guys had to walk through it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Elephant grass is very prominently featured in this documentary because that's what they dealt with. And the idea of what they had to live with in those Southeast Asian jungles, just pretty stunning. Was Mac raising his hand?
He was, because he's younger. Attack. He's younger.
Yeah. He's the youngest.
Oh, he's the young. He's
I
the
went
baby.
To young blood. 12 years of private school, so I think it was...
I went to 12 years of private school!
Stop it, Rob. Parents are pissed.
I say that because I don't know anything about the Vietnam War.
Even worse.
Yeah, they sent him to private school to keep him out of the army.
Are you a draft dodger, Mac?
He is. He went to Canadian private school.
But seriously,
I want to tell you.
Hey.
I still find it strange that I learned nothing about that, or a little bit more for the Korean War, but still very little.
Maybe not your private school. Maybe the parking lot you hung out in inside when you went to go.
No.
Yeah, maybe if you hung out in a Korean grocery store.
Yeah.
In history. No. I was not like that in high school. So
How long did you stay at Immaculate Deception?
Your parents buy the program where you got all A's?
Of course, yeah.
Well, it's great. Check it out. The Vietnam
War.
It's really, really good. It's all over the TV.
12 years, Mike.
That's right.
I'm going to junior college for 5 years afterwards, and then I'm going to work at Micro Center.
You know what I care about? He's righted the ship, and he's our boy. He's our boy, Mike McIntyre.
He's
wearing a nice shirt.
He came in today with a button-down collar that wasn't buttoned.
I buttoned it up for him like a dad would.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you know,
it's really awkward.
Oscar, the important thing is he's still sending you cables. That's the thing that really
matters. He's backlogged. He has a bunch of IOUs in my pocket.
That's ridiculous. Get him those cables.
Ethernet.
Mac, you are the elephant grass of this podcast.
We have to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, we'll talk about interns and we'll talk about Northern Virginia.
Yay!
A place that I used to live in and I still know and love very well when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
We are delighted to have one of the funniest gentlemen on television with us right now, Brick Atticus Schaefer. Some people have handled sitcom fame beautifully and had it kind of in perspective, and then other people seem to, you get pigeonholed and you get, especially with fans, when you're, with a show currently running like you have, you get associated with your character. Is that frustrating for you? Do you have strategies where you kind of get by it? You'll be walking down the street and this will say, Brick! Hey, Brick, how you doing, Brick? You know, how do you move past that? I'm curious about that.
My coping strategy is I flip tables. No, I'm kidding.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. 5 hours a week, just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed. I love it. You're going to love it. They've got a brand new product I want to tell you about. It's the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It lets you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed. It's incredible. I want one. Even though I already have a Sleep Number bed, I'll put it in the garage just to try it. That's how much I want this bed in the O'Mara household. With new responsive air technology, the bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Did you know many of us fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warmed? The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed can even pre-warm each side of the bed so it's the right bed for both of you. Remember, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress and last twice as long. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I feel great. It's time you met the bed that does it all, only at a Sleep Number store. Come in now and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Plus, ask about 48-month financing. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. A couple of weeks ago when I was up in D.C., we seemed like every day we had a discussion about the traffic coming in.
Yes.
And, you know, it was just interesting being out there. I was in Ashburn, and I made the trek in every day. Rob lives out in Leesburg. Pony's out in Fred. All of you are Northern Virginiaites.
Yeah.
So you all experienced this.
Yeah.
This is a news story from the Associated Press from, I believe it was yesterday or the day before. It's yesterday.
It's fresh.
A study has found that Northern Virginia is home to the single worst traffic hotspot in the United States of America.
Yes!
Yay!
Recognition, champions, my friend.
Big win.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, suck it, L.A.
Bite me, New York.
Would you like to know the spot?
Yeah.
Please.
Would you like to guess what the spot
is? The region?
Is?
No, I think it's probably Battlefield Parkway, where I take a left to leave my neighborhood.
No, that is incorrect, Rob.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You are wrong.
66 between Arlington and Washington, D.C.
That is actually a great guess.
That spot is the stretch of southbound Interstate 95 from the Fairfax County Parkway to Fredericksburg, where my daughter goes to college.
Yeah.
I have witnessed this on multiple occasions when I have flown into our nation's capital and made the drive down south to Fredericksburg. It is insanity.
And you know what?
It is truly insanity.
Regardless of the time of day. It could be noon on a Saturday. It could be rush hour. It could be nighttime on a Sunday.
Absolutely.
It's always thick with cars.
Square footage.
Yes.
The study published Wednesday by Seattle-based traffic data firm INRIX found the average traffic jam on that stretch lasted 33 minutes and covered 6 miles.
It's about right, yeah.
The average.
INRIX counted 1,394 traffic jams there during the two-month period it conducted the study in March and April. I will tell you, there is no fixing it.
No.
There is no improving it. Everybody takes it, and they continue, as I've seen on that corridor, they continue an orgy of home
to build.
Yes.
Like nothing I've ever seen. And I just don't get how it's allowed. It just, I really don't. I've never understood why they're allowed to do that. And now, where Rob lives, out in his neck of the woods, there's something new that I saw when I was out there.
What's that?
You're seeing some infrastructure where they're putting, are they expanding?
They're building
the metro
roads. They're doing that, but they're also building roads that are parallel to Route 7, which is the big major artery that connects all of Loudoun County. And now there are roads that are sort of running next to it to sort of filter neighborhood traffic off the main
road. You'll be able to
service road.
You'll be able to pay to ride on 66 during HOV hours now.
Yeah.
They've done nothing for us, haven't they?
No.
They've
Let's really make done them pay for it.
I believe if you want to take the 13-mile, there is the Dulles Toll Road, which it connects the airport to Washington, D.C., essentially. And they built
which
that road.
Which for $600 a year, you can ride very, very easily.
Well, but that is a proper state-run road. But then there's the Greenway.
Oh, the Greenway.
You can ride for $600 a year.
That goes from the airport out to where I live in Leesburg, which is, I think, 13 miles. How much do you think you pay for the pleasure of 13 miles of just medium traffic?
What is the fee? What's your fee, Wade?
I believe the last time I checked, it is now $650 for non-rush hour 13 miles.
I think that the
what is it during rush hour?
I believe it goes up a buck.
So $7.50 to go 13 miles.
Mm-hmm. No one's riding the hot lanes on 95. We're all cheap.
And those are like $10 at rush hour.
Well, I'll ride them in the wintertime. I don't want hot lanes
in
the
summer. And we figured out in the industry, why are there so many jobs? Big data. Big data.
Yes,
Ashburn, Virginia. It's like all these huge buildings with big data.
So how dare they?
But Northern Virginia, as far as the...
how dare they bring jobs to the area?
The man who lives in the city. You are really coming across as somewhat knowledgeable for making your move years ago into the city where you don't have to deal... Because everybody does stuff in the city where they want to go to a hockey game.
When he did it when he was working in Manassas? he fell into it is what happened.
Yeah, well, how did you make that?
My condo went from apartments to condo, and I got an inside price, so it'd be silly not to purchase at that point.
But yes. you moved into the city actually when you were working out.
Oh, you know what? I moved to the city. Thank you to Cookie from Cake and Cookies.
Ah, Katie.
I looked at Katie Von Herman, then Forbes, and I said, I'm living with my roommates. They're driving me crazy. Then my parents. Still my parents.
Oh, I forgot you called your parents your roommates.
And I can't keep banging chicks at Motel 8. Help me out. When you got an opening at your rent-controlled building, holler at your man.
Mm-hmm. So Katie lived there.
Yeah, I took her old apartment with her ex-husband. Like, when they broke up.
Oh, Powers.
I won.
Well, I didn't know that's the way it went down. But you stayed and you committed and I committed. And I think that really ultimately...
Before the Glover Park Renaissance.
I committed before they had the Renaissance, before they redid the buildings, before they decided to make this the Brooklyn, as Rob says, of Washington, D.C.
Every time I drive into Glover Park now, Mike, it really is like visiting Paris in the 1890s. It is
it's
marvelous.
It's a cool place to be. It really is a cool place. Rob, what would be... it's necessity, right? It's economic necessity. People have no real choice.
A choice. If you want square footage, go to Ashburn.
Yeah.
Like, I could take the price I paid for my home here, right? And I could buy a cartoon size home with a round table in the middle boondocks out there.
You get those
on my own life right now and really have a serious discussion with what we're talking about down here? Carl and I fancy ourselves as people that have not exactly adhered to the rule book as far as the way we live our lives.
Right.
We downsized and moved down here to the state of Florida. I'm blessed to be able to do what I do for a living from multiple locations.
Quality of life is amazing.
Huge.
But it has improved the quality of life. The lack of stress with driving around this area, which, by the way, when they all arrive, when it becomes blue here central. It's not Northern Virginia.
Never could
be. But this is the other life hack that we are thinking about. We have no idea. We're probably going to succumb to the realities because people with kids have to realize that there are school systems and that's what traps people. Okay. Home ownership traps people.
Mm-hmm.
Putting your kid in a school system, a particular school, that's it. Where are you going to go? And we were thinking about the fact after Irma hit, the hurricane hit down there. And I said, the public school systems in Florida begin their classes the first of the second week of August. And I said, what is going on?
When do they get out? Do they still get out in mid-June?
Summer
vacation is only like 4 or 5 weeks.
It's absurd. It's true. It's truly absurd. And I was saying to myself, in a perfect world, from a climate standpoint, from the danger of the hurricane, I'm like, it's just kind of strange. And, I would be lying if the word homeschool did not come up in the discussion.
God, you're going to redshirt him and then homeschool him?
The thing about it, hold on. I'm just sitting to myself. I'm saying, The idea of
please tell him, me Carla will be the doing the
we thing. Have to get back to, you know, it's like get us back. The whole idea of living in two separate locations was the idea
go
of
ahead,
you know, blissfully enjoying climates and yeah, shut up, Pony. And you know, and the thing is, but it's weird because you think about it has nothing to do with hot weather, cold weather. It has everything to do with now. Looking at that chart that I looked at, where the top of the Christmas tree, as far as hurricane season, happens like the third and fourth week of August,
right,
and continues to this week. And
you pay just for
say
paradise.
To yourself, yeah. It's you pay for paradise, and you just it makes you wonder about being down here every single year. You know, the second week in August, so we can guarantee if there's a biggie out there, we'll sure. be here for it. I don't know. I think about stuff like that all the time. Anywhere you go, don't you think? Anywhere
I think
you
this
go,
year
there
is
are
sort
certain trade offs.
Of course. But this year, you have to look. If you look historically, this year is an outlier. I mean, there's always the hurricane season, but in 20 years...
I'm here to announce we're moving to China.
Oh,
China.
That's nice!
Yes, we're going
ping
to be doing
pong
the show
and ding
from
dang.
China.
What's great there is you can get Chinese food
year-round.
Just call it food.
School year-round, Mike, for some countries, is that's just what happens. That's why our education system is what it is.
However,
right?
In Virginia, we still honor the tradition of a lengthy summer vacation
King's
because
Dominion?
We're an agrarian society.
King's
I
Dominion
truly
rule.
Wish that it was... When do your kids go back to school? After Labor Day?
They start in 2 weeks.
No,
no, I believe
Labor Day?
It was the Thursday before Labor Day this year. It was very
See,
close.
It's before wasn't it traditionally when I was going to school? It was
but there
always
was
after Labor Day.
There was a big stink about it. I think it'll be after Labor Day next year.
And when I was in school, it was also before Labor Day. Like this, now, some states are changing till after Labor Day.
After Labor Day, but, they're going back to it.
Going
I really
back
think.
To
look,
it.
We know
but it's
that
vacation. We have enough vacation.
Yeah,
we know that we're a nation of slackers.
You
Why don't
do.
We just own it? Oscar, we need to own it. We need to own the fact that let the kids, you know, the Memorial Day, kids get out of school and they go back
Mother's
to school
Day.
Labor Day.
Mother's Day is traditionally the last day of school and they go back on Thanksgiving. Well, no, not Thanksgiving and not the Friday, but the Monday after Thanksgiving.
My context is this. When we had summer vacation, it was building forts and trying not to die during the day because my parents left me alone all the time.
Did you build forts inside or outside?
It was a lonely time. I'd run around the neighborhood.
Well, I mean, because like were they like inside forts that were like couch cushion forts?
No, they're in the woods.
Oh, okay.
That's where you had all his Playboy magazines.
Yeah, right. You'd hide them. Who didn't?
But I will tell you, we have made the determination now that we have plenty of time to think about it because we are redshirting him. We're going to delay his entry into kindergarten. He's going to be going in when he's 11.
Oh. So
that's what we're going to do.
That will give him an advantage.
O'Bannon.
It's with our little guy.
Just tall guy.
We'll take a break. And I want to ask Rob about the interns when we come back.
Please.
Let's.
I'd like to have
some answers
as well.
You bet.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Vara Show, everybody. You'll see the song stylings of Blondie one way or another. We're going to get you. Going to miss you. Going to be late for school, everybody.
One way or another, I'm going to find you. 97
This weekend's episode of Rob Radio is a can't-miss proposition. We have rare live Elvis recordings, live Rolling Stones, musical impressions, the Three Stooges, and the Beatles, both talking and singing. Plus, I get to do my Roy Orbison noise. You don't want to miss that. Saturday morning at 7 on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station, or 971thewave.com. Oh, the Roy Orbison noise. Don't miss it.
Rob Spiewak!
What's the Roy Orbison noise?
You know, when he in Pretty Woman, when he goes, wow.
Oh.
See?
You promoted that?
Mike, we don't have a lot.
Okay, very good. And welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up, I have a question for you. Yes, you, the one who still hasn't purchased the TMOS bonus show package. Is it because you crave something shiny and new?
Yes.
This is the pumpkin spice one? No.
Yes.
It's no longer pumpkin spice.
We have a new one on
Monday. I want a parasite one.
Oh, you want another?
We have a new one for Monday. Are you holding back on me?
No.
What's going on?
We let this run one more day, and then we'll have a hateful one for you on Monday. I didn't
All
realize
right, you
wanted to go back negative.
Anyway.
That's the message.
I want to go back negative.
This week we go negative.
No, I'm sorry. Anyway, we as a unit go back negative.
What's wrong with you?
The brand new Mike O'Mara.
Negative. It's a plea for help.
You don't know what you're missing. It's the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, the most fun we have each week, with a yummy flavor that screams autumn. That still makes me laugh. This fall, don't suck without giving back to us. New Pumpkin Spice Mike O'Mara bonus show. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner.
Great one this week.
By the way.
But that was not a great read. I like the
That was light.
No. All right. Well,
much like you're getting.
Remember when everybody was saying, I don't suck, I'm not a parasite? Yes. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember the response we were getting that, and then we went the whole, then people we ran the pumpkin saying, spice thank for
you.
A month.
Well, we decided to mix it up a little bit.
Let me ask you a question. Are you mixing up with your weight? Because it looks like you're losing weight.
I am losing a little weight.
Hey, you know, way to go, Rob Spiewak. Yeah. How much are you losing?
I think from the beginning of the year, 40 pounds. I'd have to weigh. I haven't weighed in
that's
a while.
Fantastic. Do you know how I know? It's because you're, wait, that Star Wars shirt, how long have you had it?
When did the movie come out?
No, seriously.
I've had it a year, maybe.
Okay, Han Solo.
Yeah.
You got Princess Leia, Han Solo, and you've got...
Princess Leia.
Luke Skywalker.
Obi-Wan, yes. Benjamin Kenobi.
Now, your gut used to start at the top of Luke Skywalker's head. Now it starts at Princess Leia.
I can see that's Obi-Wan right now.
So he's lost at least 40 pounds. He's absolutely right.
There was a picture Rob posted with his buddy Pat House. I think it might have been at Jimmy's.
Oh, yeah. My ultra skinniest.
I thought it was like a recent picture, then I realized it was an old picture.
Yeah.
It was many pounds ago.
Mike, are you going to be devastated if this guy, all of a sudden, he's on the Lonely Man diet where he doesn't eat at all? He walks out on stage and he looks fabulous and you don't?
I will be so jealous that I will stab him in the eye with an ice pick.
Well, Mike, I will tell you this. Everyone looks good in a clown outfit because they're slimming.
Yeah, because they're
stripes. Bad. The stripes.
Exactly.
It's the stripes.
It is the stripes.
Yeah, the only thing I've got going for me is activity because, this is how pathetic my body is. I don't know if you can relate to this, but we went to the movies last night, and it was the first time where I sat in a 90-minute, two-hour film.
Where you didn't have to stand up?
Where I didn't get up and limp the first 10 feet. You know, it's like this process is
progress.
So slow. It's progress, and I feel physically...
Did you sit in the handicap seat?
I did not. No, thank you very much. Those are the two that are side by side that don't have any seats on either side of them.
Lots of room for popcorn.
Hang out right there. But but my problem is I'm an addict. I'm a food addict.
What did you eat last night?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, that's a delicious meat sauce. Mm.
Do you know what the it was dinner and a movie last night. We went to
so good for you.
We went to the Colorado Pizza Kitchen.
When the California Pizza Kitchen is just a little too fancy?
California Pizza Kitchen.
So not Colorado at all?
California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay.
And the thing about it was... The thing about California Pizza Kitchen is that the corporate mentality that they have in this particular place... Hello?
I'm sorry. It was my microphone. I was trying to get so I could see you. My apologies. Max left.
We get so skittish.
Yes.
Mac I'm hearing attack. Boing, boing, ting, ting, ping. What's good? Everything all right? Everything
on? Yeah, we're fine.
Solid as a rock.
I didn't touch a thing. I did hear the boing. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Yeah, whose boing is that?
I don't know. It's a spring somewhere. I see springs on that guy's microphone.
No, was the sound
of someone's
Skype
computer.
Is what it was.
Yeah,
it
was
Pony.
Was it yours, Pony?
No, my computer's muted.
Oh.
Like his personality.
Anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
The Colorado Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
But what about it? I don't even know why I brought it up. Because
you were eating spaghetti bolognese.
Because you're not going to be skinny for the live show.
Well, the fact is that the menu at this particular place, they're very, very open with their calorie counts.
I hate that.
The bolognese, the pasta dish on the menu was one of the only ones that wasn't getting me over a grand as far as calories.
My God.
Seriously, bring up the menu. Bring up the California Pizza Kitchen menu if they have calories. Right. And I will tell you.
They didn't have a salad?
But they were so depressed. I was sitting there with my wife, and we do movie and dinner. We don't do dinner movie. We do movie and dinner. And I walked in there, and I said, I rarely do this, but I was looking around, and I said, no one's... like laughing in here. No one's cutting up. It's a restaurant. I don't know what it was.
I think they're built like on a douchey culture. We're like, California.
Do you think, because the manager looked
what
like...
What are you doing here?
No, I didn't even get a California
really
vibe.
The one in Montgomery Mall in Maryland, that's the only one I've ever been to.
Is it angry in there
they
too?
There are dicks in there as well.
Really?
What is the deal?
I have no idea. Give me a Shakey's. Give me a Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's Pizza. Yeah, give him a time machine.
At least at Pizza Hut, when you sit in it, you know everybody in the back is high or banging each other.
I want high. I want banging each other. Yes. I want a little laughter, little giggle. Yeah. I looked around and I said, it started with the hostess who appeared to weigh 13 pounds. She weighed a little more than my Chihuahua. when we walked in there. And at the end, I swear to you, I did this. We're sitting there, and I said, is there something wrong here? What time are you eating again?
Let's get some context.
6:45.
That's perfect.
That's dinner time. Yeah. Let's go. That's fun time.
And we're sitting there, and I'm looking around, and I said, what is the deal? The waitress came over. Perfectly polite.
Bubbly?
Perfectly. But not a bubble.
Not a
anywhere
damn to, bubble.
But a waitress could be having a bad night, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. But I looked around and I said, I just counted. And so Carla said, what are you doing? And I'm going, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. She said, what are you doing? I said, I counted 12 people working here. Not one of them is not frowning.
Well, they're all having a bad night.
Not a lack of a smile, frowning. And then I saw two people behind the counter kind of exchange a smile. I saw a smile. The bartender just smiled at one of the guys that's one of the line cooks. Smiled. And then the manager came out. And
uh-oh.
The manager looked like the guy in American Beauty, the Marine father
of
American Beauty. And I said, oh, there it is. There. And here's the demeanor.
Did he recommend the hand-tossed Nazi memorabilia pizza?
I didn't want to even talk about this because it's too subtle.
Right.
But the guy came over. I hope my acting skills can convey to you his table check.
Yes.
Okay? Because he walked over, he said, is everything okay here?
Oh, God.
And I said, yeah, it was very, very good. I said, good, everything was made the way you'd liked it? Great, enjoy. And he walked away, and it was one of those things.
So no tableside manner at all.
There was an atmosphere of fear.
It trickles down from above.
What did you say about the corporate culture over there?
Well, again, this is not confirmed. This is my own personal experience.
Yes.
But even when I was younger, and it was like the cool place to go.
Right.
Dicks.
Yeah, and I've got the calorie. I've got your calorie counts here, Mike.
A little different, but they weren't. I mean, nobody was being rude. Nobody was being. No, I was not even vibing on that. I was not as a customer. I was vibing on whether the employees were having a great time or not, which I like to like Jimmy's.
Used to be and you know this, and Who Knows Pizza in Manassas, right?
Who Knows is great.
I would go in on an afternoon and get a quick meal before Big O on Tuesday, And the prior management, I go in and place was dead. It's Manassas. It's dead. Happy hour. Dead. New management comes. I can tell because I've been there enough times.
Right.
Everybody is fake happy when I walk in. I was like, this is much better.
Is fake happy acceptable to you?
Fake happy.
Fake happy is acceptable.
I'll take fake happy.
Yeah. Bartender's high. How's your day? What's going on? I might be the only one sitting there and they're still going underwater.
That's Northern Virginia.
I'll take fake happy any day than we're all dying tomorrow.
Well, to bring it full circle, let me just say this. If Rob is skinnier than I am when we go on stage, I will not be fake happy about it.
No.
I will not be
You'll be real pissed. I've got some calories.
He's sprinting because that's
Mike,
by the way, by Christmas time it'll come back, but he
he's
will
not gonna ruin it on stage.
I am not optimistic about competing with Rob Spiewak comes to obsessive compulsive last minute weight loss.
I'm not doing anything OCD. All I've changed is I've cut back on the drinking a little. Not a lot, a little. I'm eating breakfast every day and trying to eat dinner a little earlier.
Can you wear that Star Wars shirt every week at least once so I can figure out where you
are
on your weight loss?
I've been doing that for two years. Why is it going to change?
Are you cheating at all?
Sure. I eat what I want.
But if the weight is coming, how much are you averaging any weight loss?
I'm weighing in.
You're not even paying attention.
No,
it's just happening. La 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 la.
Well, send me an email. Give me the deets.
There's no effort in what he's doing, and it's working.
And then I have these binge cheats that are insane.
Maybe you could
insane.
Have a hand. Maybe
I
you could
like Jerry Seinfeld.
You could have a hand tossed California Club pizza. 1,320 calories.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. By the way, a pizza, and do they have the price on it?
No, they don't have prices here.
And so, but the pizza, it's the size of your hand.
Yeah.
You know, here's your 1,300 calories.
Now,
you know?
690 calories will get you crispy mac and cheese.
Yeah, but an appetizer portion.
Oh, 460 calories will get you the spicy chicken tinga quesadilla.
You
know,
why do I feel like everything you eat needs to be in bulk?
Hold on.
Oh, no.
How much did you say that pizza was in calories?
1,300 sausage fingers.
Have you seen the DeReese's peanut butter cup with cookie crumbles in it?
I've seen it.
It's sex. Sex ice cream.
Cookie.
It's sex.
It's sex. It's sex. That's sausage fingers.
Why didn't you get the Moroccan spiced chicken salad?
Ooh,
that has 1,500 calories.
Oh my God, that sounds foreign and healthy.
But doesn't it sound healthy?
It's yes. Moroccan. Yeah, the barbecue chicken salad, 1,200 calories. Oh, the Thai crunch salad, 1,460.
Do they have the spaghetti bolognese on there?
I'm still looking for it.
Look under pasta. Look under pasta. See if you can find pasta.
Mike, you're confirming your story. The pasta might have been the smallest calorie amount available.
When I'm validated here, if we can possibly find the pasta on this menu.
Pasta!
I brought up full menu, and I'm not seeing any pasta.
I never remember pasta being a California
pizza. They've had pasta for 40
Maybe
years.
Maybe you have one of those California Pizza Kitchens that does their own menu.
Somebody
and doesn't
in,
know
we
it
got
yet.
Interned to spaghetti bolognese at California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah, when Mike asks, you move. Ants.
Ants.
Damn, honest to God. Look at the fingers going with the...
It's okay, Mike. Did you enjoy it?
Not going to break until
did you enjoy
answer.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, was it like the best thing I've ever... I don't know. I was worried that the employees
930 calories.
I thought it was 880 calories.
One serving here, it says 930 calories. It has 999 milligrams of salt. So if you're on 1,000 a day, you're just
under
the wire.
How many servings is the portion?
It says one serving. So I'm guessing this is what they serve
okay,
you.
Perfect.
So 930.
930.
Yeah, that's still under 1,000.
A great
though.
Meal, a great club. Hey, we have to take a break, and I have to come back because it's Oscar's take.
Yay.
And he has not been prepared.
Oscar's
take.
Let's do it.
Kind of spontaneous Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
You're going to love it. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Sometimes I feel...
Ladies, would you like to gain access to an up-and-coming Bolivian businessman?
Ooh.
Would you like to gain access to Chateau Relaxo? Then the Oscar Santana Scholarship may be for you. While on scholarship, you can learn about exciting topics like keeping it tight and knowing your role. So if you're in the D.C. metro area and between the ages of 18 and 19, bring your application to the TMOS World Headquarters so Oscar can look it over. Some restrictions apply. No fatties, no uggos.
Welcome back
my favorite
to the
Michael
Mara Show.
It's a great
hey,
promo.
Fantasy football fans, you got to try Draft. Draft weekly fantasy football. Not like the other guys. We love it. With Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people. Just like in a season-long league, here's how it works. The draft lasts for just a week. There's no management, no salary caps. Just set it. You forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. I love Draft, the official draft site
yes.
of Mike O'Meara's show.
Yes.
Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Draft start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part, cold, hard cash. Draft start from $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Come on, join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer or you know any way you like it on PlayDraft.com.
Yes.
That's what I use on my computer. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right, play real money games for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store. It's that easy. Or remember what I do, I go to PlayDraft.com and I play on my computer with the free promo code TMOS. Do it today.
News.
No, that's not
no,
what we want.
No, we want this.
No, we want this. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
A review and commentary on the news is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. Oscar's views are not representative in any way of the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its sponsors, its listeners, or... I must add, any right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado...
Yes?
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, Hugh Hefner was worth a lot of money when he died.
Money.
Some reports, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Some reports put the total at $43 million. Others say it was more than $100 million. By the way, a little sidebar here. Did anyone see the Onion piece on that yesterday?
No.
That well, the investigators into the death of Hugh Hefner ruled that it was foreplay. funny scented candles around the room. And stuff. Anyway, his widow, Crystal Harris, gets exactly none of his fortune.
Ha! In your face, Crystal!
According to various sources, Crystal never made it into the will. She'll be provided for through her prenup, but his estate goes to his four kids, the USC Film School, and some charities. Whatever she's getting, she'll probably be fine. There's also a $5 million house Hef bought this summer and put in Crystal's mother's name. So she's going to get something, but there are no details, so she's not in the will. Wife was not in the will, Oscar Santana. What's your take on this?
Gentlemen, I think for the majority of my adult life, I've been reminded not to put the P on the pedestal, and you decipher what that means. And Hugh Hefner,
yeah, that's harder than a jumble.
I think Hugh Hefner did so, and he profited from it for decades, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
He's a cultural icon, and even at his death, he remembered that they just want your money. And he's reminded all of us of that when it was over. So kudos and cheers to Hugh Hefner. Rest in peace, my friend.
You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take. You know, I like that Hef said she'll be provided for. That reminded me that he was 91 years old.
There you go. She'll be provided for. Local stuff for you Washington Redskins fans out there, Oscar. Washington Redskins quarterback, as a former season ticket holder, I thought this would be good for you. Washington Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins keeps a detailed page in his locker of all of the members of the media who might interview him. It's a one page. It's got all the photographs and their names, and it has all the pictures there, so he knows each and every member of the media by name. I was curious as to what your take on Kirk Cousins doing this. You don't hear about this very
The man's
often.
Calculated. Every move he's made, whether it's with God or his contracts, he knows it's almost like a polished politician, right?
Always sure. on. The intergovernment he's always
no
off switch.
No
he
probably
switch.
Has a team, even when he announced the sex of his son, they didn't know what it was going to be, right? Mm-hmm. That was something that went online that if someone is private, they don't want to make a big deal about themselves. They don't do this. Someone has marionettes, the strings that are pulling on his puppets, and they're telling him this is what he has to do.
Yeah, kudos. Pretty smart stuff.
It's big business. You got to play big. You got to come correct.
You think he has prepared. Like a secret advisor?
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe his mama or daddo. I don't know. Did his father pass away? I mean, or his father's been ill, right? I think.
Don't know.
I think it's pretty detailed and it's pretty impressive. You know, Sonny wouldn't have done it. You know, Sonny basically would point out, I don't know him, but I don't like him.
Is it unfair to say that there's such turnover at these networks that there's probably someone new every season?
Mm-hmm. And it's in his locker, and he probably has an update. That's sure. the way he does.
And if I was a receiver, I'd go and check it out, so maybe I could get like one or two names out of that.
Pretty good stuff. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar Grandsnet, in partnership with their sister company Mumsnet, conducted a survey of over 2,000 grandparents and found that 1 in 5 grandparents can't stand the name chosen for their grandchild. Uh-oh, someone grabbed the popcorn. We're going to be in for quite a show here. According to the study, the biggest objections by grandparents were that the children's names were too hard to pronounce, too weird, or ugly. Ouch. Others were disappointed that their suggestions weren't used or that the name reminded them of someone they didn't like. So apparently grandparents, by quite a significant 1 in 5, don't care for their kids' names. There you go.
Gentlemen, unless they're writing a big check, tell them to step off. Because, again, nobody wants to go through life with the name Francis. It might have been cool back in the day. It's not now. All right? Give them a break.
That goes for boys or girls.
Francis.
That's a tough Francis. I thought I might throw him on that one. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's
Oscar, moving right along. McDonald's is overwhelmingly the number one fast food choice for cannabis consumers in states where marijuana is legal. There is a new study. It was conducted by cannabis financial news website, The Green Market Report. This is America, isn't it? They just dubbed the Green Market Report. And consumer research around cannabis found that 43% of survey respondents who bought legal marijuana chose McDonald's as their go-to place to eat. I would love your take on that.
Oscar's
gentlemen.
Take.
Guys,
Oscar's
we take. Laugh about these stories, but this actually moved McDonald's stock when it was announced. It moved it up, right? Because if you see the tidal wave, let's say 5 years from now, marijuana will be legal in most of the 50 contiguous United States.
Well,
right?
There's only 48 contiguous states.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean. And those dollars are going to be significant.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
And we're going to be sitting here five years from now, God willing, still doing the show. And we're going to say, why didn't we get involved in this movement? And we're all going to say it's because Mike hates pot. But still, It's going to be a lot of money.
Are you trying to move me off my editorial position and perhaps thinking that there might be a financial opportunity? I will be moved easily. You will be surprised at how easily I will be moved.
Let's open a dispensary.
That's right. Just want to say, get ready for that music cue, Rob Spiewak, for the Oscars Take sound effect.
Right.
But I will not be rehiring RJ Diaz. And finally, an Oscars take, ladies and gentlemen.
RJ's take.
Don't get high on supply.
Scientists have today unveiled, this is our final Oscars take, the physiological effects of shopping on the human brain, revealing how inspired shopping can deliver moments of prolonged highs in the brain comparable to sexual intercourse. Some people are wired to enjoy shopping so much that they find it as much fun as sex. You're listening to Oscar's Take. What say you, Oscar?
Oscar's Take?
Guys, I've always said this, and you know this, especially off air. You can't crank it till you yank it. And that means yourself or your credit cards, right? The high you get from spending money or pleasuring yourself with a sexual, which is sexual, it's fun. You know, we've all done enough of it. Yes. But there is regret, whether it's the bills that come at the end of the month or the idea that you're just laying there in a mess.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a good Oscar take. You know, I'm not going to prep him anymore. I like him when he's just spontaneous. That works really well.
That's a really weird story at the end there because Carrie loves to shop.
Not when you get all skinny.
We'll
take a break and come back. With the audio vault, you got some have you been pouring the water on the little...
Yeah, I suckered them and I thinned them so they're stronger. And I've got some... I'm going to bitch at NBC a little bit.
Oh.
We'll take a break and come back with Rob's audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Shopping Amazon through our website is a hot new trend, and all the cool kids are doing it. Cool kids like Stephanie Matulich, who bought a 50-foot hose and an 8-way spray nozzle, which I think is a category.
Look out!
Whoa.
David Buckingham bought a Gorilla Brand steel garden cart. It's dope. Meredith Scheibel bought her prenatal vitamins, bless her heart. Even her fetus loves Amazon.
Aww.
And Dustin Herr bought a hammock for the back of his work van because that's not too creepy.
Parked in a school parking lot.
Yep. ShoppingAmazon.com through our portal changes nothing for a hammock for his van?
A hammock for the back of his van? Come on.
Shopping Amazon.
Come on.
Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you. Helps us. Do your shopping at Amazon and please access it via TMOS. You can get your hammock for your van. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. Without further ado, let's get it in here. Yes, sir. The audio vault. There it is with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Robbie!
Audio Vault.
Audio Vault.
Audio Vault for September 29th.
F you, NBC. Because you brought back Will and Grace, which I never watched in the first place. And when you did the most hackneyed, useless plot device ever. They said that the time between the last episode and this new episode was all a dream.
Oh, F them. Really?
Yeah.
Why do you hate? Did you never liked Will and Grace?
I didn't watch Will and Grace.
Oh, it's such a good show.
But as far as NBC overall, try to get like NBC content if you missed like the first airing. Like my searching for This Is Us and just trying to get it on
demand.
It's
right there on
demand.
Is DirecTV hard to use?
DirecTV on demand is easy.
Well,
but I don't. But do you have DirecTV?
I tried through. I finally found it. I finally got it. It was a process. And then
do you guys have the remotes that you can talk into yet?
No.
Well, Xfinity.
I have that, but it doesn't do anything.
What do you mean?
It's I talk into it all the time.
Do you hit the button?
No, it's not that kind of remote. I just talk into it.
I had the remote the other day, and I hit it a couple of times. You know what? It spewed right out at me.
What?
The Wedding Show.
Anyway. I picked up my remote, and I just said, Chrissy Metz.
Okay.
Chrissy Metz.
Right. Enough with Chrissy Metz.
Here's the opening scene from Will and Grace.
You know
last
what? He lost 40 pounds, so he's better than her.
I didn't bring it up. I think I still look like crap. Here's Will and Grace last night.
Come on, Care. It's our turn. Care.
Is she asleep?
I got this.
What's going on? What's happening? Who won the election?
Your guy.
Oh, Grace's dream. You were there, and you were there. You weren't.
Jesus.
You know what?
I mean, the worst laugh track in the history of sitcoms.
Do you know what's scary? Is that they all look the same, A. Mm-hmm. B, what if they went back to them and one of them looked like
yeah, it would be great. I'd be more inclined to watch.
I would too.
But it's like, it's seamless. Like you go 11 years ago.
Yeah, I think
right.
10.
Right, 10 years ago, they look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Enhanced crazy. Laugh track on that show?
I would say that I would bet my soul
audience
on it.
Full of rubes.
No, I'd bet my soul on it. It's got to be sweet.
Deborah Messing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
She put the mess in Messing.
Mm. Jeez. Okay. Deborah Mess. Chrissy Metz.
Hey, that's my lady.
I know she is.
That's right. Now that we've all seen it.
Let's go. Let's move
she'd
on.
She'd be a great wedding.
Move on,
all
please.
All right, all right.
I'd love
no
her to be a
jokes.
Wedding Shecky. Band singer. Be great. This Google Home, it's like the office assistant, one of those electric.
La Casa.
Yeah. And
stomach band singer. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was not appropriate.
So messed
that
up.
That was not, no.
Hey, I'm sorry I forgot the lyrics. I was looking at the third tier of the wedding cake. Awesome.
Okay.
The Google Home is like Alexa.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a home assistant. They did a great spot where they said the Google Home might not work so well in Baltimore.
Ready?
Yep.
Hey, Cake Google, what's the water temperature down the ocean?
Sorry, I don't understand.
How cold's the Atlantic?
You gotta say OK Google first.
Okay Google, how far is it from Maryland to Roanoke?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
Okay Google, how tall is Joe Flacco?
Sorry, maybe try that again in English.
What?
Seems broken.
Unbelievable. Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
Where's the nearest 7-Eleven?
When do O's play again?
Is it supposed to snow tomorrow?
When we turn the clocks forward?
Which cereal's better, Cheerios or Toasted Oats?
7-Eleven is 3 miles down Route 2. Turn the clocks forward March 25th. Tomorrow will be clear. The Orioles play on Thursday. Cheerios and Toasted Oats are both good, but no match for Trader Joe's.
Wow. Hey, hon, forget the wash. We got the ham on.
That's my favorite thing has been, how tall is Joe Flacco? Because that would be
a real question.
That would be Google in Baltimore.
When you're at Mother's in Fed Hill. Hey, how tall is Joe Flacco? Hey,
not Mother's North.
No. No. Not Mother's North.
No.
The chief economic advisor for the White House, I'm not sure he really knows the value of money, and that would be something important.
Yes.
If you're the chief economic advisor. He said yesterday that the new tax program could save you $1,000, and this is how it could benefit you.
A family to keep another $1,000 of their income. What does that mean? They can renovate their kitchen. They can buy a new car.
Yeah.
What?
A brand new $1,000 car.
It. Play it again. Right there. Hold on. That's all of it. That to me is it. That is the whole enchilada. That pony, we found it. That is exactly how they look at us. That's it. Go ahead. Play it again.
A family to keep another $1,000 of their income. What does that mean? They can renovate their kitchen. They can buy a new car.
A brand new car for $1,000.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, God. You incredible insensitive.
It's not going to have a backup camera. But it will be a new car. Today is a marvelous day in the history of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to play a clip from Jimmy Fallon. But because it doesn't have Jimmy Fallon in it. Last night, one of my favorite guests on a talk show ever, Harrison Ford, the argumentative, curmudgeon Harrison Ford was on Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and they were drinking scotch.
Mm.
And I think it loosened Harrison up a little bit. And Harrison Ford, man on my t-shirt today, told a joke. So let us close with Harrison Ford's joke. Okay.
So there's this ice fisherman.
Uh-huh.
And he's got his little stool, and he's got his line, and he's got his saw, and he's cutting a hole in the ice, and he hears this voice behind. Said, there are no fish under the ice. So he moves over 10 feet. He starts cutting another hole through the ice. And he hears, there are no fish under the ice. Says, is that you, God? And the voice says, no. It's the ice rink manager.
Is your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, that's it, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Don't forget, Atticus Schaefer from The Middle will be our guest on this week's bonus show.
Don't miss it.
If you have not subscribed, this is a real good time to do it. Thanks for joining us for the best part of your day. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.